This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Governor Jared Polis says he will try again next year to pass major legislation to overhaul Colorado's rules for housing development. And he hopes to have more success this time. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
In an interview with Colorado Matters, Polis said housing costs are the biggest frustration he hears from people across the state. His measure to require denser development in cities was rejected by lawmakers earlier this year, but he plans to take up the fight again.
I hope it's a kumbaya rather than a fight, but we're always willing to have a fight if people want to fight us, but it's much better if we come together and say, let's do something about high housing costs in Colorado and let's provide more low-cost homes.
Opponents say Polis's plan would usurp local zoning authority, and most cities and counties lobbied hard against it. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Xcel Energy has delayed a controversial project to mix hydrogen into one neighborhood's natural gas supply. CPR Sam Brash reports.
The utility thinks hydrogen blending could turn its gas network into a climate-friendly asset. That's because the fuel burns clean and it can be coaxed from water with renewable energy. Xcel wants to test the idea in Box Elder Creek Ranch, a subdivision about 30 miles northeast of Denver. It planned to begin construction last month, but now says it'll need until next summer to win state approval. That delay is a relief to some residents who worry hydrogen could damage their appliances, leak, and increase the risk of explosions. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A suspect was shot early this morning in Castle Rock. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office says its officers were involved in the shooting after a car chase started in Thornton. They say a second person is in custody and no deputies or officers were injured. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06.